Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, episode 63. Today we're going to have a bit different episode. We first got it as an idea from one of our listeners. I thought about it for a while and decided to go for it. I'm going to be my own guest today. No, I'm not going to have a regular interview. This feels a bit odd to me, but I am going to answer the questions that I've been dealing with for almost all my professional life, and especially during the last 10 years with entrepreneurs and startup founders. So I would be very happy to hear your thoughts about this interview. Contact me through our site, reachormiss.com. I hope you will enjoy it. I'll start by talking about what I'm most passionate about today and where I'm heading. For the last 10 years, I've been passionate about helping entrepreneurs and startup founders to succeed in selling their products and services while building a leading sustainable brand. Today, I'm most passionate about my podcast, the Reach or Miss podcast, for the customer-focused entrepreneur. On the show, I interview successful entrepreneurs and opinion leaders about the customer-focused and approach that enabled them to achieve their major successes. When I started this podcast in March 2017, I didn't know what my interviewees would say, although I had my own clear perception of what would enable entrepreneurs to succeed. Over the last 15 months, I interviewed 60 successful entrepreneurs and influencers like Guy Kawasaki, John Lee Dumas, Kate Erickson, Mike Stelzner, Chris Brogan, Joe Polizzi, Marcus Sheridan, and many, many others. And I was excited, although not surprised, to find out that what I knew about marketing and business success in both established companies and entrepreneurship was exactly what all my interviewees, or almost all my interviewees, talked about. It's all about focusing on the right customers, it's about listening to your customers and about understanding their needs and wants regarding the problems that your product or service solves. A bit about my career. Marketing has been a major part of my professional life for the last 32 years. I served in executive international brands marketing roles for the first 22 years with brands like Fuji and Lipton and 3M and Energizer and Nokia until 2007. For the following 10 years, I worked with hundreds of startups and entrepreneurships on their global strategies, marketing and sales. The exceptional percentage of failures of startup companies led me to develop a unique model for startups, enabling them to find the biggest opportunity for their venture in the international markets. I always ask my guests for their best advice for entrepreneurs. My advice is to focus on your customers. It starts with finding your biggest market opportunity. However, it's important to remember that we look for different kinds of target audience in different stages of entrepreneurial businesses. So you should look for the target audience according to the stage you are in. When we launch the product, we look for the innovators, those that look for innovation and new solutions, those who are willing to take the risk of new and not yet proved product or service. The target audience we focus on in the second stage is the early adopters, and only then we approach the heavy users, or what we call the early and late majority. And as I said before, listening to your customers and focusing on their needs and behaviors is also the most repeated advice from my podcast guests. I think one of the toughest questions that I ask my guests is, What is your biggest, most critical failure with customers? The one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most? When I try to answer this question, what I see as my biggest failure is that I haven't yet succeeded in making a major shift in the perception of most startup founders and entrepreneurs. Most of them still think they know who their potential customers are, but their thoughts are subjective. We can never know until we check. And somewhere along the way, it became reasonable for entrepreneurs to believe that startups are all about going from failure to failure until success comes. No. If you won't study the market in order to understand where your company's specific market opportunity is, you will never play it smarter than your competitors. And you will keep playing roulette, hoping to win one day. But in business, the opportunities are huge if you play the game right. Unfortunately, more than 90% of the entrepreneurs I met within recent years don't. And to answer this question with a particular example, I think one of my biggest failures was with a company that offered great services in the world of rules engines, especially for businesses. They decided to build a complete product for financial predictions based on an excellent rules engine they developed, but they didn't succeed in selling it. During the research and the market strategy process, there was a clear answer from the market about what they needed. All it required was a marketing shift, mainly in the messages. And the whole management team agreed with the new strategy and was ready to implement it. However, the CEO couldn't stop working from his own intuition, which is something that trips up many entrepreneurs and startup founders. He continued serving the market in his way. And a year later, the company came to a dead end with that product and lost a great opportunity that some other startup took advantage of. And it's easy to say that this is the fault of the CEO, but it's not. It's my responsibility because we know, I knew. When I get the trust of CEO or an entrepreneur that I will help them to take their company from one point to a better one, I should be able to say that they are capable of doing this shift. It's my responsibility. And it's not good because it creates a lot of confusion in the management team, not to mention the two lost months. And, you know, if the process succeeds, but the company isn't there, it failed. It actually failed. The fun part after my question about failures is talking about the biggest success due to the right customer approach. And I think my biggest success is definitely the incredible rise of the success rate of startups and entrepreneurs that focused on their market opportunities and the right target audience and messages. The success rates are more than 1,000% compared with the success rate of startups and entrepreneurs of international researchers and studies. There are many success stories of startups and entrepreneurs that used my model of translating traditional powerful marketing and sales methods for entrepreneurs. I'll tell two of them. The first is the story of a startup in the field of database change management, which invested endless amounts of time and money on cold calls, telemarketing, and salespeople chasing after customers. They also did almost all the right marketing promotions with content and social media, but were about to close the company without sales. In the research, we discovered that the potential customers of database managers and their CTOs weren't aware that there is a solution. We also saw the opportunity to take ownership of the new category then of DevOps for database. Today, the company is successful and has become the leader of the financial market in that field. So what we did actually was to change their messages from telling their potential customers and target audience their solution is really powerful and good to bringing to their potential customers' knowledge that there is a solution for this problem. And together, beside that, taking the ownership of the new market category of DevOps for database. The second company is a new startup with four unique founders who developed two solutions, one for smart home products and the other for IoT security for smartphone development. They felt they couldn't focus on both companies and needed to find their market strategy objective to decide which company they should close. When we looked together for their market opportunity, we clearly saw their advantage with the two companies and how they could quickly become new market leaders. Recently, they got their first huge order from India, which enabled them to continue finding new customers before they secured their funding. And today we are working on their marketing and sales formation in order to maximize their international sales. When I asked the question about the recommendation of a tool for customer-focused marketing or sales, I always say that I'm not looking for the last shiniest tool in the list, but the tool that a lot or most successful entrepreneurs use. And it's funny because I always ask this question, but I never thought about what my answer would be. I've got three answers to this question. The first is not exactly a tool, but it has been my inspiration, education, and guidance in my journey to influence entrepreneurs to become customer-focused as the fastest road to success. And I'm talking about EOFIRE. It's the leading podcast and the blog and platform of the incredible John Lee Dumas, Kate Erickson, and their team. They have many free courses and endless resources for success, and that includes the biggest global podcasters community, Podcasters Paradise. Since I believe that content is the leading way today to reach and connect and engage with your target audience, each company should find which platforms to use in order to deliver their content. I believe podcast is a very good method because it enables you to build yourself as the expert in your category. But of course, it is relevant for those who feel comfortable with this method of podcasting. The second is also not exactly a tool, but it has been the best tool for me. It's Mark Schaeffer's book, Known, and reading that helped me make a major shift in the way I communicate, in the way I approach my customers. And I believe that any entrepreneur and startup should become the leader of the new market category that they invented. And I think that this book, Known, can help you lead this category and can help you become the presenter of the market category that your new product or service should lead. And my last answer fits every definition of a tool. It's my safeguard in the world of content and social media. I'm talking about Buffer. It allows me to control and navigate between all my social media channels to spread the word and to talk with entrepreneurs all over the internet, and it's a great tool for me. I'm sure it will help you as well. Okay, two questions to go. There are many factors that affect success, but I truly believe that each of us has their own key success factor that really drives their success. When I'm asking myself this question, I'm not sure. I could say that this is my experience with marketing and sales, both with international brands and with entrepreneurship. Or I could say that it's that I know, that I never know who the customers are and how to define the new product before I check the market opportunity, which is a true advantage. Or I could say that my success factor is my ability to look at things from the point of view of the potential customers and totally shut off my personal thoughts and opinions, which is also true and a huge benefit when it comes to entrepreneurial marketing and sales. But I think that at the end of the day, my success factor is my endless energy and optimism that enable me to enjoy almost every moment of this crazy ride of the last 32 years in marketing and drives me to conquer new spaces in the minds of customers. So, my energies and optimism. And now, my last question, which is my mountain question. But before answering this question, I want to take this opportunity to tell you the story of how I came upon such a strange question. I always say in my podcast that I always imagined this journey of taking an ownership in the mind of the customers for a brand or for a new market category, like climbing mountain after mountain. But the story why I started to talk about it in my show is that I was reading Mark Schaefer's book, Known, which I just recommended you earlier. In the book, Mark talks about differentiation and the ability to stand out from the crowd. And he also told a charming story about a food blogger that has chosen to focus on recipes from books and movies and to dress like the story's heroes in her videos while she cooks. When I heard that, I thought that I must find some colorful angle to this dry marketing and sales stuff. So I started asking my guests if they ever climbed a mountain or wished to climb a mountain, and asked them to send photos or links of the incredible view of these mountains. It came out great, so I left this question among all other questions in the podcast, and I want to ask myself the same question, whether I climbed or wished to climb a mountain. Okay, it's a great question. Seriously, I used to climb many hills in Israel Galilee, where I lived as a child and teenager. I was born in a kibbutz, which is a fascinating story, though I haven't decided yet if it's a story about a sad childhood in a tough orphan's house or a journey in the paradise of Peter Pan's kingdom. However, I'll keep this story for another time and will choose Kilimanjaro. Not that I have climbed Kilimanjaro, and at my age I probably won't, but we had a magnificent trip to Tanzania and Zanzibar with my family. And my grown-up daughter and son, who are each other's BBF since the day my son was born, decided that one day they would climb the Kilimanjaro together. And those who know me a bit know that the thing I'm most proud of in my career isn't the brands I helped to build or the financial results, but the fact that although I worked a lot of hours and traveled a lot since my kids were babies, on one hand, I also was a very present mom in my kids' lives, as my kids say, on the other hand. So, for now, this is my mountain. Before I say goodbye and thank you for listening, I would like to tell you how you can reach me. I'll be very happy to get an email from any one of you to Hayut, Hayut, at richormiss.com. My Twitter is at Hayut. You can find me by Hayut Yogev in LinkedIn. And of course, at the Rich or Miss podcast. I also want to offer you the new free mini online course that we just released about how to choose the best name and logo for your product or business. Just go to courses.richormiss.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you like it. Next week, I'm here with a new fantastic guest. Bye. And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.